Hello, my beautiful audience. Today is July 31st, 2018. Today, we're going to talk about how to maintain a relationship. And by relationship, I'm talking about whether it be romantic or with a friend or business-like. You know, the main reason any type of relationship fails, it is because there is a lack of proper communication and a lack of understanding what the other person is trying to tell you. I first learned about communication when I was in college. There were two people in particular. I had this one roommate who I would never talk to. They would just live there and I would just live there and we cohabitated in silence. I remember there were days like I would just be playing games on my computer. She would come in and then I would go out of my personal way to just leave the room and go do homework somewhere else. And it wasn't because I was like upset with them, but it was just because I didn't feel comfortable with them. It was a sense of you living with someone, but you don't even know them. And neither of us really put in an effort to get to know one another. It was just like, okay, this is our current situation. We just have to put up with each other until we are done with this year. And I went with that. It was all right. At first, it felt like a scenario in which I just have to deal with it. Now, I don't really recommend that kind of way of living, just because in comparison with the roommate I had the next year, I was able to have such a better understanding of myself and a better understanding of life. So the next roommate I had was the complete opposite. They and I would talk all the time. We would talk about how we felt. We would talk about what we think about life, what we think about politics, what we think about the world, what we think about our majors. We just shared everything. We were completely open and honest with each other. And that really gave me like a true sense of belonging to something. I could come to my room and not be afraid to be myself, not be afraid to be with someone and share my personal secrets and share my personal thoughts. And that's truly like having a best friend. You see, everyone has something to tell you. Everyone's trying to communicate with you. But there are a lot of people who don't want to listen, and there are a lot of people who don't truly try to understand what someone is saying. It's like the idea of someone saying one thing and the entire message getting lost during the conversation. And that's why a lot of relationships fail, whether it be friendships, business partners, or you and your significant other. You see, people want other people to understand them. And it's really important to the listener to try and let go of what they personally believe and allow new information to enter into their minds. And I think that only by communicating and allowing someone else's beliefs to penetrate your own mind will you be able to sustain a great relationship. And you will be able to grow. You see, my first roommate and I, we had very different perspectives. Just because of that scenario, we didn't really talk. We didn't really try and create something. It was just like, okay, we both have to sleep here. Just be quiet while we're trying to sleep. And with my other roommate, we could go to sleep and both be quiet, but we would talk about that. We would, hey, you know, it'd be great if we like set our sleep schedule at this time. and just like compromise and try and work together rather than like working in silence and just having like a sense of hostility. So, from my personal experience, I'm going to give you some tips to improve your communication. So, the first thing you want to do is to listen to the really subtle things. You know, it's like you and your friend are just sitting down drinking some tea, right? And you're talking about the weather. But suddenly your friend is like, "Oh, I really love sushi." And you're thinking to yourself, "Why are you mentioning sushi? We're talking about the weather." And then they just go back to talking about the weather. You see, something subtle like that, where they mention they really like sushi, that's also a sign for you to understand that maybe you should plan something where you two go get sushi. And I know it's not like the person saying, "Hey, we should go get sushi." And I know that a lot of people get confused by that because some people need like very clear communication. Some people need to hear, "Hey, let's go get sushi," instead of just saying, "I like sushi," out of nowhere. But that's how people function. People sometimes will tell you something they enjoy, and they have this expectation that you will fulfill that silent wish. So I think it's very important for individuals to realize that the really subtle things, like the things other people enjoy, you should try and understand and collect that type of information. So what I would recommend in that scenario is next time you're like, "Hey, you want to go get sushi?" Because your friend would probably really enjoy that. Because first off, they will have confirmed that you listened to what they were saying and that you care enough about them to take them to a place they enjoy. And it's really those subtle things. It's not about like someone being direct about it. Like most people care about the indirect comments that they make. And I tell you this from experience with like girls. Like when a girl says something, they want you to pick up on the indirectness of what they say. And it's like the really minor things, because when you pick up on the minor things, they will feel like you care. And truly, everyone just wants to feel like they are cared for. So definitely focus on paying attention to what people say and remembering what they say. And if you can, act upon that. So another important thing that I found is that you should talk to people about what they think. You know, ask them, "How do you feel about this? What are your thoughts on that?" And not for the sake of contradicting them or for the sake of proving them wrong, but simply for the sake of listening and trying to understand the individual. And I tell you to try and understand the individual because if you don't take time to get to know a person, they will become bitter. It's like in a marriage. If a husband is constantly working and doesn't listen to his wife or her needs or her concerns, like if his wife said, "Oh, you're working too much," then that's a signal of, "Hey, you are not giving me enough time. Come and take a break and do something with me." But most guys will interpret that as, "Huh, I'm working a lot. Well, I guess so." Instead of, "Huh, my wife mentioned I'm working a lot. Is she telling me that I'm working a lot because I'm working a lot? Or is she telling me I'm working a lot because I'm not spending enough time with her, but instead I'm spending more time at work?" And I know that sounds really ridiculous and confusing, just because there are a lot of people who don't really say what they mean, or more as like when people say something, they want you to interpret it as, hey, come be concerned about my personal needs. So to be better with other people, just like remember, when someone tells you something, it might not be directly what they mean, and you have to look around the context and ask yourself, why did they share this information with me? What are they trying to tell me about themselves? So it's really confusing, but you have to like work through it, and only through experience can you like understand the type of messages people are trying to tell you. So remember, the best keys to communicating more effectively is listen and focus on the really subtle things, not the direct things. Because people are like not really straightforward nowadays, and you have to look around for all these like hidden signals. And I know it sounds terrible, but only by practicing and trying to understand all these hidden signals will you be able to be more effective with dealing with these hidden messages. So you have to be consistent. And this means don't just rely on understanding one person. Work with a bunch of people. Because if you're always focusing on one person, you're like really concerned with that one person's needs rather than like opening your mind to how people communicate. Like, I want you to go out and be able to improve your communication with everyone and not just one person in particular. Like, every time you communicate with someone new, you're learning a new way of communicating with other people. But if you're always just like on the same path, you're kind of just limiting yourself to one style of communication. You know, if you're only talking with a person rather than like going out and experiencing stuff with them, what are you truly doing? You're only preparing yourself for vocal registration of ideas rather than like what's their body language? What's their clothing attire. Like, I'm getting into a little bit more complex ideas about how people communicate, but you have to take everything into account. Like, no one is doing what they do unintentionally. They may think that they are just putting on clothing and putting on accessories or showering or not showering just because they feel like it. You know, it's like when a guy puts on sweatpants and a t-shirt. It's not really because he doesn't care, but it's because he's putting out a signal that, yeah, my priority to get dressed up is not that high. And that conveys a signal about the individual themselves. But when a woman gets dressed up, depending on the situation, it's a signal that conveys, hey, I'm getting dressed up because this current situation is a priority to me. And you got to pick up on those subtle things, like I said, like pick up on how people are dressed up, on how people are talking to you, on how a person's body language is. It's really a complicated way of viewing life, but you gotta see the small details, not just the words, but the whole picture. Because if you're only looking at words, then you're not really experiencing life. There's like a Bruce Lee quote where, well, it's not a quote in particular, it's like a scene in a movie where he's telling a young boy to point to the moon. But the boy's staring at his finger, and Bruce Lee is telling him, no, don't stare at your finger, or you'll miss the heavenly wonders. And that's like saying, if you're only focused on one thing, you're missing out on what's true. You're missing out on the big idea. And that's what it's like with communication. So you have to be very intuitive with very subtle things. And if you're unsure, always ask for clarification. So, when you don't know or when you don't understand what someone is saying or doing, please ask. And some people might not do that just because they're embarrassed to ask. But what's the worst that could happen? You get an answer you didn't expect? See, when you make assumptions, you are just like telling yourself that you think you're right. But sometimes you need to ask. You need to say, hey, what did you mean by this? And I think that's very critical because sometimes when I'm communicating with people and I talk to a variety of different individuals from different backgrounds, whether it be religious, ethnic, racial, social class, economic status, I talk to a wide variety of people, and I always find it important that if you don't understand what someone is saying, ask them to repeat it, because that also shows that you are making a conscious effort to understand what someone else is trying to say to you. Like some people might just like nod and not understand what a person's saying, but what if that comes back and haunts you? You know, what if one day someone is like, hey, do you remember what we were talking about? And then you're like, oh crap, I wasn't really listening. And then the person's upset at you because you were just pretending. Like to be a true person who wants a relationship with someone else, you gotta try. You gotta be actively aware and you gotta be actively trying to understand the individual. So don't be afraid to make mistakes when you talk to someone. Don't be afraid to ask questions because that's what a relationship's all about. It's about sharing and it's about caring. And that's the last piece of advice I could give you, that you have to admit when you're wrong and ask for help when you can. Friendship is a two-way thing. It's not just about one person talking and one person listening. You both have to share an equal amount of who you are and what you want in life. So thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope this has helped you, and I hope that you will apply these ideas and practicing on your own opportunities with other individuals, and hopefully your communication skills improve with those around you. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to have you here as my wonderful audience on the next podcast.